Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, November 21st. Coming up, prison lockdowns cut incarcerated people off from educational opportunities, and they often occur due to staff shortages. Experts say peer mentorship could help fill the gap. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Newly released documents by Congress show deeper ties between convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and prominent civic figure Thomas Pritzker. Mariah Wolfel reports.
Thomas Pritzker is Governor J.B. Pritzker's cousin. He also helps lead Hyatt Hotels, the Pritzker Organization, and the University of Chicago. The documents show Thomas Pritzker and Epstein connected at least 20 times via email for friendly conversations about current events or to make plans to see each other. Once, Epstein writes, "Nice to see you. Please come more often," to which Thomas Pritzker responds, "Always fun." The emails span from 2010, 2 years after Epstein pled guilty to soliciting sex from a child, to early 2019, the year Epstein was arrested for child sex trafficking. Thomas Pritzker declined to comment. The governor didn't respond.
I'm Mariah Wolfel.
Prisons in Illinois are going into lockdowns twice as often as they were in 2020. That's when incarcerated people are confined to their cells almost all day without access to the gym, cafeteria, library, classes, or family visits. Dr. Terry A. Coopers is a psychiatrist who studies the effects of prison conditions. He says he considers lockdowns a form of solitary confinement.
It's been determined by the United Nations that more than 15 days in solitary confinement constitutes a human rights abuse and torture.
Coopers says during his psychiatric examinations at prisons across the country, he's found that kind of confinement has an impact on people's mental health, making it hard for them to concentrate enough to read. Most of the lockdowns in Illinois happen because of staff shortages. The Illinois Department of Corrections says it is working to recruit more staff and encourages prisons to keep their programs going through lockdowns. A Sudanese-American comedian from the Quad Cities wants to raise awareness about the humanitarian crisis in Sudan. Sumir Abdul is a survivor of the Darfur genocide in the early 2000s. He came to the U.S. as a refugee. Abdul tells the 21st show that the violence that's being inflicted on Sudan's ethnic minorities is nothing new. He recalls his experience escaping Sudan's Darfur region with his family as a child and how he realized the situation was serious.
You look at the adults for guidance and you look at them as the protectors. But when you realize they're also in fear, something is happening.
The Rapid Support Forces are an Arab militia group currently engaged in a civil war with Sudanese forces. The group seized the city of El Fasher in Darfur last month. The RSF is responsible for mass killings and raping women and girls. The United Nations estimates 90,000 people have been displaced since the city was seized. The number 21-ranked Fighting Illini football team is heading into their final road game of the season as the team gears up to take on Wisconsin tomorrow. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
Emotions are running high as head coach Brett Bielema heads back to Camp Randall Stadium, where he coached the Wisconsin Badgers for 6 years. The Illini are in position to break records in this Saturday's game. Senior linebacker Gabe Yakis could become the player to have the second most sacks in program history with 24 sacks. And quarterback Luke Altmaier could have the second most passing touchdowns in program history. Bielema praised the quarterback's performance on the field this season.
With Luke and hear him see things conceptually and then say it to Art and then it becomes reality on the football field has just been a game changer for me. Like Luke, I've said this several times, he literally sees the game as well as anybody I've ever been around. And he has the natural ability, but he also has a touch and a velocity. You know, he doesn't send a heater in to someone that's not ready for it.
Illinois and Wisconsin will kick off this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. in Madison. I'm Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, prison lockdowns cut incarcerated people off from educational opportunities, and they often occur due to staff shortages. Experts say peer mentorship could help fill the gap. That story's coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with areas of dense fog and light rain likely with a high of 52 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light rain and a low of 35 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 53 degrees, North wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 34 degrees. Southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 59 degrees with a west wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the president of Augustana College in the Quad Cities on enrollment, trust, and changes in higher education under the Trump administration.
We do want to be compliant. At the same time, we also need to fulfill our mission and fulfill our values. And so we have to think carefully about how we do both those things.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Research shows education in prison works to rehabilitate incarcerated people, give them opportunities after prison, and decrease the chance they'll end up back behind bars. But quality education programs don't exist at every prison in Illinois. Those that do are often interrupted by lockdowns, where the incarcerated are confined to their cells all day. As part of our prison education series, IPM's Emily Hayes has more on the rash of lockdowns in the state's prisons and the possible solutions.
Calvin Mayfield wants to be in class all day. He's incarcerated at Pinckneyville Correctional Center in Southern Illinois and has been taking a culinary arts course.
Everything's kind of new, and learning about how restaurants, you know, kind of behind the scenes are run is, it's interesting. I kind of didn't know it was that involved.
His classes start at 8:30 a.m. and run until 4 p.m. with a lunch break. But oftentimes he learns just 1 hour before that his classes are canceled for the day.
Culinary arts is 4 days a week, but there'll be weeks where we'll only go over there one or maybe two times because when we're on lockdown, they cancel school.
Since COVID-19, prisons across the United States have increasingly turned to lockdowns to handle staffing shortages. And in Illinois, the number of lockdowns has been rising. State prisons are now in lockdown almost twice as many days per year as they were during the pandemic.
During lockdowns, prisoners are in their cell just about 24 hours a day. They don't even get recreation.
Dr. Terry A. Coopers is a psychiatrist who studies the effects of prison conditions. He says he considers lockdowns a form of solitary confinement.
It's been determined by the United Nations that more than 15 days in solitary confinement constitutes a human rights abuse and torture.
Coopers has toured prisons across the country and performed psychiatric examinations of those in solitary. He says it's very common to see high rates of anxiety, panic disorder, sleeping problems, and hopelessness. And it affects their ability to learn.
I asked prisoners in solitary, if I was in solitary, I would read everything I can get a hold of. Why don't you read more? And they say, I can't remember what I read the page before. That's a very widespread concentration problem. And we have brain studies that show why that happens.
Most lockdowns in Illinois last year were related to staffing or administrative decisions, not incidents of self-harm or violence among the incarcerated.
I understand the staff shortages, but staff shortage is not an excuse for abusing prisoners.
The Illinois Department of Corrections says it acknowledges there's been an increase in total lockdowns and is taking steps to address the issue. A spokesperson for the department says those efforts include boosting recruitment, setting up more training academies, and new wellness initiatives like staff decompression rooms in every facility. Some prisons have a solution to keep classes going even during lockdowns. Jason Baer is the staff member in charge of peer education programs at Danville Correctional Center. He says these group mentoring classes led by those in prison at Danville help alleviate the stresses of lockdowns.
I'm out, I'm talking to somebody, it's a release of energy. I'm not sitting, I'm not mad. I've walked wings on lockdowns lots of times, and you feel when are we done? I mean, just as simple as 30 or 45 minutes, that's gonna slow that down a little bit.
Susan Dewey is a professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Alabama. She thinks peer mentoring can be an antidote to the staff shortages that have long existed in prisons.
What can we do with the resources that we have? And peer mentoring is a big answer to that and has been for a very long time.
Peer mentoring doesn't have the same track record as university classes, which help those in prison turn their lives around more than other forms of education. But Dewey says higher ed courses have a limited reach.
It's a teeny tiny minority of people in prison who have access to those, honestly, too, and who want to participate. right? For a whole lot of reasons. So peer mentoring is something everyone can do.
But Calvin Mayfield would really like to take a university course. There just aren't any available at Pinckneyville. That's why he's trying to transfer to another prison that does have access. Mayfield's sentence lasts until 2036 for sexual assault and other charges.
When I get out, I'm going to be 60, and I'm going to have to work, you know, for the rest of my life, you know, to support myself. So I think an education would really help me open more doors for me when I get out, you know. Maybe people would see that I was really trying to better myself in prison.
While waiting for his transfer, he would like to take the class he has access to instead of facing lockdowns from staff shortages.
They've been saying that for so many years that you would think after so long they would, you know, change the way they do things. If they can't hire enough people, if nobody wants to work here, it seems like they would have to change the way they operate, you know. It's not fair to just to say, oh, well, nobody came to work today, so we're just not going to let you out.
The Illinois Department of Corrections says one obstacle to continuing peer education during lockdowns is that peer-led programs usually need a large gathering space outside of housing units. But the department is encouraging each prison to adjust its lockdown procedures to keep as many daily activities going as possible. I'm Emily Hayes.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Mariah Wolfel, Emily Hayes, Kulsoom Khan, and Jonathan Matthew. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.